Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is side two of For the Record program number 342, Altaqua. This is being recorded on January 5th of the year 2002. Please note the error on the website. Actually, it's not an error, but an incorrect prognostication that in 342, I would be analyzing some of the events in and around the September 11th terrorist attacks. That will come in number 343 and undoubtedly in subsequent broadcasts. There will be numerous future broadcasts for the foreseeable future on the September 11th events and related matters. So please note that. In this broadcast, we're dealing with the Altaqua Group and NADA Management. This is an institution that is being investigated by the Swiss authorities in connection with the, among other things, the alleged stock market manipulation in anticipation or apparent anticipation of the September 11th attacks. It involves people like Ahmed Huber, an associate of the German so-called neo-unquote Nazi NPD. Ahmed Huber also was an associate in Egypt of Johann von Leers, Josef Goebbels' right-hand man for anti-Semitic propaganda. He also has converted to Islam and is a Holocaust denier attempting to unite European and fascist groups around the world with Islamic extremists. What we're going to do in side two of this program, for much of the duration, is to take a look at a very important article from the Swiss weekly publication Weltwoche. That's spelled capital W-E-L-T-W-O-C-H-E. It is German for World Week. This was published by Weltwoche and is on their website for the first week of the year 2002. It was originally listed on their website for the 51st week of 2001, but is now listed. It's copyright 2001, but is posted on their website for the first week of 2002. Their website, by the way, is www.weltwoche.ch. This article is by Johannes von Donanyi, and I may be mispronouncing that, D-O-H-N-A-N-Y-I. It's titled, Terror Trends, Arms Trafficking, and Completely Legal Financial Enterprises, The Connections of Islamic Terrorism Reach into the Power Centers of the West. And we're going to pick up with this article where we left off on side one. Now, note in particular here the profound connections between elements apparently or allegedly connected not only on the one hand to NADA management, but also apparently or allegedly to Al-Qaeda and the terrorist milieu of Osama bin Laden. And note the connections on the other side of the equation to power centers, very important power centers of financial and economic power, financial and industrial power, I should say, in particular. Or petroleum industry power in not only Saudi Arabia but also the United States. Note the evidentiary tributaries connecting this milieu with elements of the Bush family. Note in particular the name of Khalid bin Mahfouz, who was married to Osama bin Laden's sister, an individual that we've spoken about many times in the past, James R. Bath, the North American business representative for the bin Laden family and an original investor in Arbusto Energy, was also the North American business representative for Khalid bin Mahfouz and the bin Mahfouz family. That discussed in, among other broadcasts, 325, 329, and 330, or for the record programs, 325, 329, and 330. Note in particular, in the following discussion, the links between Sakina Security Services and apparent trainers with, among other things, Western national security backgrounds. Note also the links apparently between this recruiting effort and the fighting that has taken place in Chechnya. As discussed in For the Record 182 and 329, I have speculated about the possibility of overlap between elements of the intelligence community associated with the petroleum industry and what I call the underground Reich in the activities in Chechnya, and specifically the connections of those elements to the Wahhabist activity in Chechnya. Wahhabism is the radical right-wing Islamic sect that is propagated by Saudi Arabia and discussed in For the Record program number 329 as Islamofascism. Note also the connections between the Bin Mahfouz family, the Bin Laden network, and the power elite of Saudi Arabia and institutions that have, as a matter of public record, been involved on the part of the Saudis with financing Islamic fundamentalism. And note the evidentiary tributaries, as I like to call them, between, on the one hand, elements associated with Osama bin Laden and terrorism, and also, on the other, allegedly, to Nada management. After discussing a NADA spokeswoman's belief that the allegations of terrorism will soon be cleared up, the article then has a section called From Slovenia to Malaysia, and it reads in part as follows. And in fact, it reads as follows. She could be in error here, for meanwhile, the Italian authorities are interested in Youssef NADA and his business. In Florence, they've been investigating a Somali banker who was alleged to have transferred gold from Nada's firm to bin Laden. Somalia, by the way, I would add parenthetically, now a projected area of anti-terrorist activity by the United States. Continuing. Early last September, their colleagues in Slovenia uncovered 48 tons of weapons in Koper Harbor. That's K-O-P-E-R. A certain Ismail, with the firm Tame Consulting in Tamantung, Malaysia, had declared the freight as machine parts, unquote. The investigators maintained that the cargo in fact originated from Afghanistan and was intended for the Kosovo Liberation Army in Kosovo. There are indications that the previously hidden trails of evidence also connect to the NADA group. At present, an investigator wished to, quote, neither confirm nor deny, unquote, the respective rumors. By the way, apparently intelligence services in a number of countries have been investigating these allegations and believe them to be substantive. Continuing, Ismail belongs to the Malaysian Muslim organization Al-Arqam. This group runs an international video rental chain which serves as a communication center for the fundamentalist underground. This organization, which in Malaysia has been prosecuted for using religion as a cover for subversive activities by its founder, Ashari Muhammad, is a recruiting center for Osama bin Laden's holy warriors from Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the Philippines, according to Singapore's intelligence service. The internet reflects some of the interlocking areas in international terrorism. On one of Al-Arqam's websites, filled with religious content, there was a link entitled Alice in Wonderland. For the initiated, knowledgeable reader, this was in fact a portal to a wonderland of hate and violence. From here, the link eventually leads to a site for Sakina Security Services, a firm registered in London. Sakina Security Services is one of the main links here. By the way, the formal title of this article was Im Wunderland des Hasses, H-A-S-S-E-S, and I believe that means Malice in Wonderland, is basically what that means. That's the formal title. I read you the English translation of terrorism, etc., etc. at the beginning. By the way, this was translated for us by a listener. Now, returning to the substance of the article of Sakina Security Services, we read, Sakina Security Services was a thinly disguised organization for the recruiting and education of jihad warriors, unquote. The website contributors, according to their own admission, learned their trade in, quote, in the British SAS, that's their Special Air Services Commandos, the French Foreign Legion, the U.S. Marines, the Libyan Special Forces, and the Soviet Spetsnaz, that's the former Soviet Special Forces, unquote. Sakina offered a two-week terrorism course in America, note that, as, quote, the ultimate jihad challenge, unquote. The course syllabus included sharpshooting, jungle warfare, arms smuggling, and the art of preparing an ambush. At the very bottom of the webpage was a link to the actual destination, a mosque in front of the blazing word Chechnya, unquote. The past tense is noteworthy. In the middle of last week, British police sacked the offices of Sakina Security Services in southeast London and arrested business manager Suleiman Bilal Zainul Ibidin. Sakina founder Muhammad Jamil escaped, however. The education offer, unquote, like most of these belonging to Islamic extremists, is no longer operating on the Internet. The, quote, training area, unquote, in America has still not been located. Zainul Ibidin has close contacts to the supporters of Islam, unquote, which Egyptian-born Abu Hamza leads out of his mosque in Finsbury Park, London. Hamza has allegedly fought in Afghanistan. He spread bin Laden's call for holy war on the Internet, quote, whoever takes up the sword will rule the world, he preached to his followers, who last year joined him at a paramilitary training camp. Ibidin maintained contacts to Syrian-born Sheikh Omar Bakri in the London suburb of Tottenham. He claims not to understand the reasons for Sakina Security Service's closure, quote, they only join to swim, box, and practice martial arts together, unquote. Bakri has expressed sympathy for bin Laden in the past. From Palestine to Kashmir to Bosnia and Chechnya, quote, all occupied Muslim territories must be liberated by a holy war, unquote. Most fundamentalist internet sites eventually refer visitors to Mabata, which is one of the electronic media mouthpieces for Libyan leader Muammar al-Qaddafi. A radical, thorough investigation and exposure of the international financial structures is crucial for the success of the declared worldwide, quote, war on terrorism, unquote. The relationship between the billions of dollars upon which the terrorist accounts feed and those in Western power centers. I'm going to repeat these last sentences because, in fact, it is this dynamic that is what has permitted many of these relationships and networks to continue. At times, I think they are exploited by elements associated with the petroleum industry for covert operations and basically as homme de main. In turn, I think they have been used for what is quite literally, despite the connections of powerful Western elements to these powers of center, for a war against the United States, analogous in that regard to the Second World War in this context. Repeating these last couple of sentences, a radical, thorough investigation and exposure of the international financial structures is crucial for the success of the declared worldwide war on terrorism, unquote. The relationship between the billions of dollars upon which the terrorist accounts feed and those in Western power centers. It goes without saying, writes the Paris-based information service Intelligence Online, quote, that the business of the Bin Mahfouz clan was barely scrutinized, either in Europe or in the United States, unquote. Now note that Khalid Bin Mahfouz is married to Osama bin Laden's sister, and note the connections on the one hand between the Bin Mahfouz milieu and Al-Qaeda, also on the other to BCCI itself, with many connections to terrorism, drug smuggling, the intelligence community, the Iran-Contra affair, and elements associated with the Bush family. And note again the link here to James R. Bath, although his name is not mentioned in the article. Note that Khalid bin Mahfouz's North American representative was James R. Bath. Turning back to the discussion of the bin Mahfouz family. Multi-billionaire Khalid Salim bin Mahfouz was not merely one of the key figures in the international scandal surrounding the Bank of International Credit and Commerce, the bank used by Muslim fundamentalists, secret services, and organized crime. Bin Mahfouz was also a partner to the bin Laden family, among others, in banking and telecommunication sectors, in the oil business, and in the American pharmaceutical firm Hybridon. By the way, I would note that that's located in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Boston area, was the geographical base for the bin Laden family in North America, and many key members of the bin Laden family were flown out of the United States right after the September 11th attacks when all flights were grounded, all commercial flights, and this was before the FBI could investigate, interrogate them. Continuing, speaking of the bin Ladens and the bin Mahfouzes, both families are business partners of Saudi financier Gayit Faroun, who likewise played an important role in the BCCI scandal, and who in the mid-1980s became embroiled in an abortive operation in the Seychelles Islands to buy atomic weapons for Gaddafi. The worldwide bin Laden clan solemnly swears to have broken off any relationship with Osama, Yet much circumstantial evidence suggests that at least indirect contacts continue. Evidence trails also lead to Khalid Salem bin Mahfouz, whose sister, according to CIA statements, is married to the terrorist. Bin Mahfouz is president of the Saudi Sudan Bank, or SSB, in Khartoum. He appointed Saleh Idris as director of SSB. Idris is the official owner of the pharmaceutical Al-Shifa factory, one founded by Osama bin Laden and destroyed in 1998 by American cruise missiles for allegedly being a poison gas factory. Saleh Idris is connected to the Tadiman Islamic Bank. This second-largest financial institution in Sudan is part owner of the Al-Shamal Islamic Bank in Khartoum, also founded by Osama bin Laden. On its board of directors sit members of the Faisal Islamic Bank, led by Prince Mohammed Al-Faisal Al-Saud. FIB's parent company is the Bahrain-registered Islamic Investment Company of the Gulf, which is in turn controlled by the Dar al-Mal al-Islami. DMI stands as the most important Saudi finance vehicle for the furthering of international Islamic fundamentalism, or Wahhabism, I would add parenthetically. Just one of many threads. Merely a coincidence? The Saudi International Islamic Relief Organization, funded generously by DMI, resides in London at the same address as the Bin Mahfouz-owned International Development Foundation, or IDF. Into the IIRO allegedly flowed money of the aforementioned Al-Taqwa management of Lugano, Switzerland. One more time, that last sentence, dealing with one of the sort of end repository elements of this very complex web of evidence that we've been looking at. Into the IIRO allegedly flowed money of the aforementioned Al-Taqwa management of Lugano, Switzerland. It is certain that Osama bin Laden earlier received money from IIRO. Coincidence? Yet the Saudi clans don't just operate in the East. A partner of bin Mahfouz sits on the supervisory board of Carlyle Investment Group. On its board of directors, we find John Sununu, former chief of staff to George H.W. Bush, and James Baker III, Bush's former secretary of state. President of the board of directors is Frank Carlucci, Reagan's defense secretary, and I would add a highly paid consultant to Carlyle is the aforementioned George H.W. Bush, the ex-president, who has visited the bin Laden family headquarters on two occasions. I would add that the younger George Bush sits on the board of directors of a Carlyle subsidiary. That is not mentioned here, but the elder Bush is described here as an advisor to the board of a Carlyle subsidiary. Continuing. Ex-President Bush is an advisor to the board of directors of Carlyle subsidiary Caterair. The Carlyle Group controls large stock holdings in the U.S. defense industry. The bin Laden family has several million dollars invested in Carlyle. Should the financial connections between the bin Ladens and Al-Qaeda founder Osama be proven, then in effect the terrorist would receive a dividend for every missile fired on Afghanistan. I would note that the bin Laden family has since pulled out of the Carlyle Group, at least formally. By the way, Salem Mohammed bin Laden is misidentified in this article as bin Laden's father. It is actually his brother. At the end of the 1970s, Osama bin Laden's brother, Salem Mohammed, who became an early investor in the Texas oil company Arbusto. By the way, this is Salem Mohammed. Bin Laden's father was named Mohammed. It is a large family, and many of them have the same names. Continuing, however, the bin Laden-Bush family connections are a matter of public record, and bear in mind the North American business representative for the bin Laden family was the same, James R. Bath, who represented the bin Mahfouz family. Continuing, speaking of Arbusto Energy, the primary owner was the current president George W. Bush. Arbusto later merged with Harkin Energy. Khalid bin Mahfouz and Gait Faron, both BCCI embezzlers and suspected to have close ties to the terrorist activities of Osama bin Laden, are connected indirectly to Harkin Energy through their partner Abdullah Taha Bachash, B-A-C-H-S-C-H. Spokespersons for the Bush family insist there are no unseemly connections nor secrets in the business dealings of the president's family members. That may well be. One could also assume that the large financial institutions would never knowingly hold or transfer money for terrorists. Yet there can only be credibility in the war against terrorism when its wagers are ready to extirpate the banyan tree-like networks that have flourished over the years. Will the generals in the Western capitals have sufficient courage to take this objective? Again, a very important question to ask, and again, one wants to avoid oversimplifying relationships like this. I would not necessarily say that petroleum industry interests are involved in bankrolling terrorism per se, but rather Islamic fundamentalism or Islamofascism could sort of be thought of as the malaria bug in the blood that a mosquito transfers unknowingly. And in many cases, that leads to a knowing cover-up by the mosquito when this becomes apparent to some of the people who have been bitten. Again, we're going to discuss some of the complexities in these relationships later on in the broadcast, and later on in this series. But this is also not to in any way exonerate any of these individuals as well. Saudi Arabia, on the other hand, has actively promoted this kind of terrorism. Note again that NADA management, which has been investigated by Swiss authorities in connection with the stock market speculation that took place apparently in connection with the 9/11 attacks, just as it appears to have done in connection with the Kennedy assassination, as discussed in For the Record 327, note that they're based in Lugano, Switzerland. Note also that that is the base for the Thyssen-Bornemisza family, one of the major elements in the Bormann organization about which I've spoken so many times. Turning to the book Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, published in hardcover by Lyle Stewart, by Paul Manning, and reviewing an element we've spoken about in the past, about the Thyssen-Bornemisza Lugano connection, whether or not it's relevant. Heinrich Thyssen-Bornemisza runs his private Dutch-based investment group from Lugano, Switzerland, and his cousin, Count Federico Zichy Thyssen, grandson of old Fritz Thyssen, exercises control over Thyssen AG from his base in Buenos Aires. I would also note, in connection with the terrorism that takes place and Islamofascism, that as we have discussed, fascist elements in the Middle East, including Islamofascist elements, have very strong, and as we've just seen yet again, very strong connections to elements in the West that also have strong fascist connections. And the money connection and the powerful Saudi money connection is one of those. Research and translation credit on the following goes to Dave White, our pan-European researcher and translator. This article is from L'Espresso's issue of November 22nd of 2001. It's by Peter Gomez and Leo Sisti, S-I-S-T-I, called The Alms of Monsieur Yosef Nada. It reads in part, October 19th, 1997. A Saudi Boeing carrying Crown Prince Al-Walid lands at Miramar Airport in Rimini. A white Rolls-Royce whisks the Saudi prince to a meeting organized by the PU Manzu Center. In the middle of a small crowd, ready to pay his respects to the house of Al-Walid, stands a businessman already familiar to the prince, Yousef Nada. The Italian-Tunisian businessman is one of the founders of Al-Taqwa Limited. The prince and the businessman set out for the Novelli Theater, the site of the conference. From the stage, the prince begins his address with the words, "I have confidence in Italy," unquote. 4 years later, August 2001, Prince Al-Walid, the Saudi associate of Mediaset, is received by Silvio Berlusconi. Mediaset, by the way, is a media firm controlled by Berlusconi and apparently involving capital participation by Al-Walid. Berlusconi, currently the Prime Minister of Italy, is a former member of the P2 Lodge, and part of his coalition government is the National Alliance, or Alleanza Nazionale, the successor to the Italian fascist party of Mussolini. Continuing. 2 months after meeting Berlusconi, the prince gives a $10 million check to New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Meanwhile, the name of Yousef Nada appears on George Bush's list of alleged financiers of the terrorist Osama bin Laden. So note that Berlusconi and Prince Al-Walid, an associate of Yousef Nada, allegedly part of the support network of the bin Laden organization, they are all connected. And again, note that is the profound wealth of the Saudi elite that forms one of the connecting elements between fascist elements like Berlusconi on the one hand, or those with a fascist heritage such as the Bush family, who helped to capitalize Nazi Germany on the other, and with elements of the petroleum industry. Once again, one wants to avoid oversimplifying many of these connections. We're going to go into a number of the evidentiary tributaries connecting these in the future. In the meantime, I want to note three things. Noting the Serpent's Walk scenario that I've dealt with in the past, and noting also the response to the September 11th attacks of a member of the National Alliance, that is the parent organization of the of National Vanguard Books that publishes Serpent's Walk. This article is from the New York Times of Friday, November 2nd of 2001. It's by Joe Thomas, headlined, U.S. Groups Have Some Ties to Germ Warfare. And it deals with the reaction of the National Alliance, again, the organization whose publishing arm, the National Vanguard, publishes Serpent's Walk, sort of the Turner Diaries of the Bormann Organization. A collection of internet postings by hate groups during and after the September 11th attacks includes a message written by Billy Roper, deputy membership coordinator of the National Alliance, a white supremacist group. Quote, "The enemy of our enemy is for now at least our friend," unquote, Mr. Roper wrote. Again quoting, "We may not want them marrying our daughters," he continued, "but," quote, "anyone who is willing to drive a plane into a building to kill Jews is all right by me," unquote. An endorsement by the National Alliance for the September 11th attacks. Now, as mentioned, Ahmed Huber of NADA Management is associated with the NPD, which in turn is the closest German Nazi organization which coordinates with the National Alliance, the publisher of Serpent's Walk that I just spoke about. We're going to review an element. This is from the Daily Telegraph, and this is an article by Toby Helm in Berlin from September 25th of 2001, and this deals with the reaction of Horst Mahler, whom we dealt with in For the Record 333, to the September 11th attacks. It's called German Right-Winger Applauds Terrorists. Horst Mahler, a former member of the terrorist Red Army faction and now a leading voice in the National Democratic Party, said America had got what it deserved and described the victims as, quote, collateral damage, unquote. By the way, the NPD is the top German Nazi organization. Their response to these attacks, very similar to the response of the National Alliance. And bear in mind that Ahmed Huber of NADA Management associated with the NPD. And the concluding element we're going to talk about is an interesting observation about Al-Qaeda and the phenomenon behind its popularity. This from the LA Times of Monday, December 31st of 2001. A story by David Lamb titled, "For Muslims, Bin Laden's star is fading as quickly as it rose." Whether or not that's true, note the following observation, quote, "Islam became politicized, and when religions are politicized, that's dangerous," historian Kaja Masood said in Islamabad. Again quoting, speaking of Islamic peoples, "But our real problem is economic. Our societies are in crisis. They're illiterate, impoverished, jobless. That makes it easy for religious leaders to exploit people at the bottom. It enables fascism to come out of the closet. What we're seeing here is that fascism wears religious cloaks," unquote. That the observation of Pakistani historian Kaja Qhwaja Masood, M-A-S-S-U-D. And again, note the confluence between American fascism of the National Alliance, German fascism of the Ahmed Huber-associated NPD, and Al-Qaeda, or what Mr. Masood observed as Islamic fascism. The various programs, including previous For the Record shows, available from Spitfire, S-P-I-T-F-I-R-E, one word, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, 95005. Their email is mail, M-A-I-L, at spitfirelist.com. You can also visit the Real Audio-equipped Spitfire website for a detailed annotated description of For the Record Program 342. That website is spitfirelist.com, www.spitfirelist.com. www.jerseycitynews.com. Sister station WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey, is archiving the Real Audio shows. On the more recent programs are streaming at www.wfmu.org/Dave Emery. And for all intents and purposes, all of the For the Record programs are available for download only on a longer URL, which is linked to both the wfmu.org/Dave Emery website and to the For the Record section of the Spitfire website. This concludes For the Record 342, Altaqua, being recorded on January 5th of 2002. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.